We come to lift our hands and give him glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise.
We come to lift our hands and give him glory. We come to lift our hands and give him praise.
Give him glory.
Have been hurt or offended by someone or somebody. And it has caused you to rethink your position or your feelings about that particular person. They have said the wrong thing to you. They have or may have done something wrong to you. They may have hurt your feelings, or they may have even broke your heart. But what I want you to do is to
let it go.
You see, because of what has happened in the past, it's hard for you to move forward into the future. I know that I have preached before on if you want to move forward, you got to let some things go. Well, I'm here to let you know one more time, you got to
let it go.
You see, because of what took place in the past, the hurt may have subsided some, but there's still some pain there, and it's hard to move on with your life. Huh? You can't figure it out. Why ain't things getting better for me? How come I don't feel better? Well, this is a bad time to have a good memory. Huh? Because you just can't seem to shake off what they did, and every time you see them, you are reminded of their past actions. But you gotta
let it go.
For you see, the biggest problem with this whole scenario is, in my understanding, is unforgiveness. Because you've not been able to forgive that person. You are still dealing with those feelings and emotions and even memories of what took place in the past, huh? See, from a physical standpoint, unforgiveness is unhealthy. Let me say that again. Unforgiveness is unhealthy. You see, I make that statement because when you're living like that, you're not living life to its fullest potential. Because unforgiveness will have you stressing out about things, huh? You'll be still losing sleep. You'll still be not eating properly. And even because you avoid going to certain places, because you know some folk there that you don't like and you're mad at, they're going to be there. And y'all don't want to be in the same building with them. Huh? You see, because of fear or concern, if you will, because if you talk about fear to some folk, they say, well, I ain't scared of nothing. So let's just call it concern. Huh? There you go. Anybody gonna call nobody no chicken, okay? Huh? We're just concerned. Huh? Because, so you see, unforgiveness will put you in a box. Huh? It puts you in a box that can be difficult to get out of, you see? And if you stay in there too long, because yeah, I don't know about you here today as we hurry along, but I do know that I've done some things that God is not pleased with. I'm not perfect. Huh? You see, but I'm so thankful that he not only forgives, he forgets too, because God will
let it go.
Let me try that again. Y'all not paying attention.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go. I need to hear from you. You see, I would be in pretty bad shape if God avoided me. Huh? You see, I'd be in bad shape and if God made it a point not to be in the places that I find myself in. Huh? You see, I think it would benefit all of us if we could be more like God and just
let go.
Oh yeah, now y'all getting there. Now you're getting there. For you see, here in the book of Matthew, in this sixth chapter, you will again note with me that Jesus is continuing his teachings in the Sermon on the Mount. Huh? He just finished teaching his disciples and all of us too the model prayer. You all remember the model prayer, right? And to be mindful of the things that we should pray about when spending quality time with God the Father. You see, and now he is moving on to explain something very important in the model prayer, and that is forgiveness, huh? You see, it is interesting for us to notate here that all of the things covered in the prayer that Jesus would immediately single out forgiveness and begin to explain what he's talking about, huh? So I believe that the main reason why it needed to be explained is because to some level, to some degree, it was a new concept to folk. They just wasn't used to forgiving other folk. Huh? You see, if you recall in the Old Testament, it was an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But James Brown said to be payback. Huh? That's what we know. Huh? You see, so therefore, there was no need to forgive anybody. Huh? You mess with me and I got you. Huh? I got you. But now Jesus here introduces this idea of forgiveness, even to the point of saying that we need to learn how to turn the other cheek, or just to. I seen everybody with their head down. I caught you. For you see, it is important that the same Greek word for forgive that we find in this 14th verse here is also found in verse number 12. And that word, by definition, means to cry, to forgive, to forsake, to lay aside, to leave, let it alone, let it go, omit, put sin, put away, remit, suffer, yield up, or
let it go.
Well, you see that what is implied here is that whatever it is or was that we should forgive, we should lay aside, that we should leave it alone, we should let it be, we should
let it go.
That's what I'm talking about, that we should put it away and that we should just yield it up. You see, once we start doing these things, that then we can begin to see the benefit of forgiveness. You see, we start sleeping again, Nothing like a good night's sleep all the way through, So we can start eating properly, you know, and it's always brought to me about eating properly. So we go places without fear of bumping into somebody, you know, that person that we had a problem with in the past. You ever notice that you go somewhere like in a church and you see somebody and you got a reason to go to the bathroom? Gotta go. And then you ease on out. I'm not talking about y'all now, don't get me wrong. So you see, what we need to do is that we can start living again. We can start living if we would just do one thing, and that is,
let it go.
Is anybody here gonna pray with me? Y'all gonna pray with me? Amen, amen. You see, now, I just wanna share three quick things and then I'm out of here. What happens when we forgive is the question, Verse 14, look at verse 14. You see, when we look at verse 14, a close examination of this text here will tell us that God have placed a condition here as it pertains to forgiveness, You know, God have conditions set on all of this, He said that the condition or the stipulation, if you will, is that if we make the effort to forgive others, what that means that you need to
let it go.
I can't hear you.
Let it go.
That God would in turn forgive us of anything that we've done contrary to His word and His commands. For you see, we have the tendency sometimes to go into our little human data banks and retrieve information about others and what they have done to us, It's just like playing cards, Sister Bailey, you know, and you've already got them trumps in there, You already got them trumps in there somewhere, you see? And so even how many times, no matter how many times they have done something to us, that when we conclude that because they've done it over and over, that it's become harder for us to forgive them. They keep doing the same stuff. Well, I just done forgave you once already. I forgave you twice already, and here you is still doing the same old stuff. Because some of us have made up our mind that we will do something else, that they're going to keep on doing this. Like we got them pegged already. We got the M.O., the modus operandi. Thank you so much. Yes. See, so in Matthew 18 and 21, for example, Peter posed a question to Jesus by asking, he said, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? See, if you really listen to what Peter's trying to say here, he's asking a question. He said, also saying that people should forgive him up to seven times as well. You see, so the Lord's response is found in the 22nd verse when he says, I say unto thee, I'm telling you, until seven times, but until seven times 70. Now we can hurry up and get the pencils and papers out, Start multiplying, you see, because the principle here, or the point that I want to make here, is that as often as we forgive others, it opens up the door for God to forgive us. See, because we're not totally innocent. We need forgiving. Some of us need forgiving all day, every day. Am I right? You see, so I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God didn't stop forgiving me when I reached 490. He's still forgiving me every day. Y'all know 490, right? Huh? 7 times 70 equals? Huh? 490. Amen, amen, amen. Well, the second thing is I hurry on. I see they're getting excited. So I mean, I know what happened. That what happens when we don't forgive others? Verse 15. What happens when you don't forgive? Think about this. God is not bound to forgive us when we won't forgive others. You see, one commentator put it this way. Let me see. He said, there's a warning, huh? Refuse to forgive and be unforgiven. Isn't that what it says? If you don't forgive, don't expect no forgiveness. Am I right? Huh? You see, the believer, and that's all of us saved folks, who prays for forgiveness and then hold feelings against another person is what Minister Burnett mentioned this morning, is hypocritical. Huh? Amen. You see, our mouth can move to the side of our neck. Huh? So what I'm trying to say here is that he or she is asking God to do something that he or she is unwilling to do themselves. Huh? They are asking God to forgive their trespasses when they themselves are unwilling to forgive the trespasses of other folks. They need to learn how to
let it go.
Thank you, somebody. You see, bad feelings against a person are clear proof that a person is not right with God. Ouch, that hurt. Huh? Huh? Maybe I should let it hurt a little bit more. Bad feelings against a person are clear proof that that person is not right with God. Because if you was right with God, you'd be forgiven and you would be forgiven. Am I right? Huh? So here's the bottom line. The bottom line here is that if we truly want forgiveness from heaven, huh, we must start forgiving others right down here on earth. Huh? In other words, you got to thank you, somebody. For you see, this reminds me of the passage of scripture that talks about loving God but hating our brothers. You all know 1 John chapter 4 and verse number 20. There it says that if a man says, I love God, huh, and he hateth his brother, what? He is a liar. But he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? You see, in other words, let me straighten that out. You see me every day. You see your brothers and your sisters every day. Huh? Huh? But you're not loving them the way you say you love God. Huh? You hate them. Huh? So how can you say that you love? God is love, am I right? How can you say you love, you know, whom you never seen, you know, and then hate your brother at the same time? Something's confusing here. Huh? Something's not registering right. Huh? So he said that if you say you love God, then you ought to love your brother and your sister. You know what I'm saying? That goes back to one of my old sermons, take the limits off your love. Huh? Have unlimited love. Huh? So all I want to let you know today is that if we want to experience the full forgiveness of God, then we've got to learn how to forgive one another as well. Now, let's please understand that mercy and the grace of God is still in full effect. But as God deems appropriate. But we must be mindful that God has some expectations for us. He's expecting us to meet his conditions as it relates to forgiveness. In other words, you got to learn how to
let go.
I can't hear the other fool over there. I said you got to learn how to let it go. Yes. So as I close here today, well, I want you to know that if you want to totally forgive and experience the forgiveness of God, we got to Come on, y'all. You got to help me here. You got to learn how to let go. That's right. You got to look at your neighbor and you got to say, neighbor, you got to
let go.
That's right. Holler it on out. You see what I'm trying to tell you is that I think about what Jesus did and what he went through for you and me. Yes, he was just like us because he was lied on. Yes, he was. He was talked about. Oh, yes, he was. He was betrayed with a kiss on the cheek. Well, he was snatched up off the street unlawfully. Ain't that all right? He was taken from judgment hall to judgment hall. They call that the kangaroo court. Yes, and when they got tired of just dragging him around, they beat him to the point that he was unrecognizable. Yes, then they nailed him to a cross. Yes, they did. Put nails in his hand. Well, they put nails in his feet. Yes, they did. And then they didn't stop there. They pierced him in his side. And he had a crown of thorns on his head. And after all was said and done, that Jesus was hanging on the cross, and he had to let it go. He had to come, your mother, stand up for me one time. Well, he looked up toward heaven, and he said to God, his Father, he said, it is finished. So if you want to get your blessing from God, you got to let it go. Yes, you do. Say, if you want peace in your mind, you got to
let it go.
Say it like you mean it. If you want to have joy down in your heart, you got to
let it go.
Let it go. Yes, you do. If you want to be free from the bondage of sin, you got to let it go. If you want to be forgiven, you got to let it go. Let it go. Say let it go one time. Say it again, y'all. Say it louder. Let it go. Let it go. And let it go. Give God a hand clap. Come on, children. Come on. Let's stand with this
heart, say amen.
Amen.